pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from Deep in the Mountains. All right. This is Wednesday, the 5th day of February, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We're going straight to StanDeo.com. Headline begins with California drought worsens. We need to keep in mind that Southern California, it grows a fairly sizable percentage of our fruits and vegetables. And on one hand. On the other, down in Texas and other cattle raising areas, apparently we've got our cattle supply is about the same size it was in 1951. How about that? We do occasionally talk about these matters regarding food and food supplies, and it's important to keep track of that because it has a very large impact on the family budget. So check it out and learn how to become water independent and food independent. I just got word from my engineer that my friend Professor James McCanny is patiently waiting in the green room. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level in Cornell University. He has taught mathematics at the university level at Cornell University. He is an author. He is a talk show host. And he is a gentleman who will help us get up to speed on the things that we need to know about. Good morning, Jim.
John, good morning. I'm awake here. I've been up for a while, and on your early, this show is many times a challenge, but not today. So,
well, I'm glad to hear that. Our unusually cold winter in South Central Missouri continues. Coldest winter in probably 30 plus years. We're expecting single digits again tonight and tomorrow night, 1 degree, 1 below 0 in that range.
Wow.
Wow is right. Now I know for people from up north like yourself, it may sound like no big deal, but.
No, it is. It is a big deal. And, a lot of people went to your area for winter because they could golf. I mean, the fan was that they could golf. All year round in January, December, and it might be some cool days, but they had enough warm days where they could get out there, go on a boat. Not anymore.
At least once a week.
The boating in Florida has shut down, due to just foul weather. And a couple weeks ago, it was actually too cold. It was snowing in northern Florida, along with that big snow system that went through.
Well, things are getting pretty bizarre weather-wise, and I don't know if you have any follow-up on our commentary on why that's happening. We'd be glad to hear it if you do.
Last week a listener called in, and I can't remember, he mentioned a name, somebody that I should check into. But this week on my webpage, a listener sent in, and a woman from the Air Force had worked in like the EPA of the Air Force doing chemical control and all of the things that had to be done with every kind of chemical that the Air Force uses, started noticing these big canisters and it didn't have the typical markings on them. They were influencing her to approve these and pass the paperwork. And she wouldn't do it, and they took her aside. Turned out it was the chemical aerosols that they were spraying out of airplanes. And so they moved her to another place. Anyway, I put the video clip of this up on my webpage. And then in response to that, another listener sent in an excellent video by a guy named Dane Wigington. And this is a brand new video. He had just done it. You can see by the dates on his postings during the presentation, it's an hour and 17 minutes, that it's a very recent video, maybe made in the last week or so. And he presents decades of information, actually shows the inside photos of the airplanes with the tanks in them. I myself know about this. I was on an airplane flight one time. I was sitting behind the left wing, and I could see the one-inch tube sticking out the backside of the wing. And when I got done with the flight, I went up and I was walking out. The pilot was greeting people. And I said, nice three-point landing, you know, very, very good landing. And he goes, thank you. And I said, by the way, what's that little tube sitting out on the backside of the wing there? And he goes, he kind of like hesitated. And he goes, oh, that's to dump fuel in case we have an emergency. I'm like, buddy, you know, you're not going to push 10,000 gallons of jet fuel out that little tube in an emergency when you're landing. Right. You know, you got a door on your gas tank, and when you pull that door, the whole tank is going to go out.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, in a New York second, that little tube is not to dump fuel. And that was one of the aerosol spraying tubes on a commercial jetliner. So, you know, these are out there. The Boeing had a contract for 162 jets, like 757s, specifically for the aerosol spraying program of the Air Force. Now, they're spraying a boatload of this. And I want to give you an analysis of the weather control that's going on right now and why the cold winter in the east and the drought in California. What's going on is they're spraying the aerosols off the west coast of California, and that's well documented. They use HARP to create a high pressure cell there, and the low pressure cells simply can't move easterly and get over them. The typical flow is from the southern Pacific with moisture laden air in the winter. And you get, you know, around February, right now, you would be getting rain coming into Arizona and California, but it's being blocked. And that's why the tremendous drought is there. And that's being held off intentionally. In the Pacific, they're using the laser satellites to create low-pressure cells. They spin the Pacific moisture all the way up to the Arctic Circle, where they catch the jet stream coming down, because that's the only place the jet stream can go. It's been blocked from the whole western Pacific all the way west of Alaska. The only place for that jet stream to move is straight down all the way into the central United States. That's the weather pattern that's been dominating over the winter. This is weather control.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the fifth day of February. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His connection is broken for the time being. My engineer will notify me when he's back on the air with us. I was just looking at Jim's website. And by the way, there's a link on my links page. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Go to my links page and scroll down. You'll find the link to Professor McKinney's website. And there's a lot there. All his archives for his radio shows, every radio show he's done is archived there. Hundreds, literally, hundreds of hours of university-level lectures in a format, in a manner that the average person will have no trouble understanding whatsoever. Great education. You'll find his books for sale there. his DVDs for sale, his excellent little machine that he engineered and invented and developed to help you recreate a calendar. If for some reason we do have a pole shift, a shift of true north, not magnetic north, which has been moving for centuries. If we have a movement of true north, well, that will change the calendar. And getting a new calendar set up will literally be a matter of life and death, because you need to know if it's spring or if it's late summer. If it's spring, it's time to plant seeds. If it's late summer and you plant your seeds, you're going to have an absolute disaster in your hands. That's why I say it's a matter of life and death. You have to be able to reestablish a calendar in order to know when to plant your seeds. Absolutely critical. Well, Jim hasn't reconnected with us yet, but I got his website here in front of me on his webpage, and this headline here is Geoengineering Update. And he says the following: a few days ago, I posted a link regarding an ex-military personnel exposing jet aerosol spraying of our atmosphere. In response, a listener and fan emailed a link to another excellent presentation on geoengineering of the Earth. That's the first link listed below. It is a must-watch. It will be the best 1 hour and 17 minutes you'll spend this week. It contains many aspects of world control by insane people and the scientists who feed their system that I've been talking about, in addition to the main message. Well, it's important to do this. And we still don't have Jim back with us here. And if you have a question or comment, you're certainly welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. Looks like we got Jim is back. Jim, we're back. Hello, Jim. Well, I got a message that you're here, but apparently you're not here. Okay. Well, maybe we can go to one of our callers here, Patrick in the UK. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, John. Great to be on again. Yes, that video is called Climate Engineering Weather Warfare and the Collapse of Civilization by Dane Wigginton. It was put out in the last week or two, and he does a fantastic presentation. Backs it up, even has copies of patents or documents that from the military showing that this has been around for decades. I mean, the programs have only really been active for the last 15 years or so, but previous experiments have been going on for decades. And how it's responsible, previous experiments, the destruction of the ozone, they're allowing UVA or UVC rays in now in the summer, which explains they've got to keep on doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. And it's for various overlapping reasons, but definitely a must-watch video up there, and probably save it before it gets taken down. Interesting enough, also he...
Well, once it's been posted, people will archive it and they won't be able to get rid of it. But go ahead, Patrick.
What the powers are doing, you see, if you put the word, and Dane is very clever, he doesn't use the layman's term chemtrails, he avoids it. You see, if everyone Googles chemtrails or start pages it, you get to that first link, which is the Wikipedia, and apparently says that whenever someone tries to clarify that document to say what it really is, it immediately gets changed and put back to, you know, the wacky conspiracy theory or whatever, because the government wants everyone to search for that and see that straight away. But if you actually search out the terms geoengineering and climate engineering, you come to full, huge, expansive documents explaining exactly what it's all about and so on and so forth and a whole raft of other useful information. And most people don't do that. They think a chemistry, oh, there we are, I searched it out there, I told you, it's a conspiracy theory. And right. They just want it to be, you know, they're just using this back, you know. This conspiracy theory, but you know, it's an excellent presentation, definitely worth watching.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. That's a good heads up. We appreciate it. Next, we go to Dave in Oklahoma. Good morning, Dave.
And yes, I just wanted to be sure that Dr. James McCanney had a chance to talk about sunspot AR-1967, which seems to be a serious threat right now.
Well, if we get the connection back up, maybe he'll be able to comment on it, Dave.
Okay, if you'll run that by him, I sure appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. And Professor McCanny, are you here, sir? Okay, we still don't have Jim. Well, we got a break coming up here in about 3 minutes. Maybe we'll be able to get Jim reconnected. Well, ladies and gentlemen, fast-changing world. Very fast-changing world. I took the time this morning to watch as much of the Super Bowl halftime show as I could stomach. And turn that off, and then I watched 17 Super Bowl commercials. It's amazing the amount of time and effort and money that goes into making a 60-second commercial. Some of the most clever video you'll ever see are these 60-second commercials, I have to admit. I like the one with the star from The Matrix in there. I don't recall his name, but I'm a big fan of the Matrix series of films. There's, if you haven't watched the Matrix series of films, I would encourage you to do so. The writers of that film know some stuff. And you may need to watch them two or three times to get the full effect, but there's a lot of value there. Got a caller here, Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John.
Yes, sir.
Since we're waiting for Dr. McKinney to come back, and I apologize if you've spoken directly to this in the past, but I've listened to most every show, and I've missed it if you have. What would your advice be to families and to people that are in the military thinking, I mean, the ones that are in there, what would your advice be to them as far as should they stay? Should they get out at any cost? These young people that are continuing to go into the military and, in my way of thinking, become fodder. What would your advice be to those people with what you know and what you've experienced in your life? And I'll listen to your answer.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call. For decades, I would recommend young people look at possible service in the U.S. military as a way to further their education, may possibly have a career and do the right thing for their country. I no longer do that. I haven't for quite a while, probably for about 20 years or so. You're going to be serving the dark side, quite frankly. I started reading Chris Kyle's book, U.S. Navy SEAL sniper with the most confirmed kills of any sniper in U.S. military history. Chris was a good man. He died in a tragic accident at a gun range. And he was certainly used as a pawn by the U.S. military, U.S. government. We have a break coming up. We're still waiting for Professor McKinney. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 5th day of February. Freeze Dry Guy has long-range patrol cold weather rations on sale. These, you just don't find these at your local sporting goods store or at Wally World, as we sometimes call Walmart. These are hard to get your hands on. They really are. Long-range patrol cold weather rations. It's wintertime, in case you're missing something. It is wintertime. And if you have to be out for on a patrol or for whatever reason, stuck in a car in Atlanta because of the snowstorm, you might be glad you had something like this. Here's some of the entrees. Spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef entree, turkey tetrazzini entree, Mexican rice and chicken entree, scrambled eggs with bacon. This is the real deal. This is what if I'm going to be out in the bush in the cold weather, this is what I want to have with me. You can get all the details and nutritional part of this and all the details, how much they cost. Keep in mind these prices include shipping to the lower 48. $150 a case for 20 meals. Pretty good deal. FreezeDryGuy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I got word from my engineer that Professor McKinney has got back with us. You're back, Jim.
Hi, John. As soon as that break started, my
internet connection and computer and everything got locked up, and apparently I was talking about something that somebody didn't like.
Well, possibly.
So let's continue here. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay. While you were off the air, we had a caller asking about Sunspot AR 1967, if you had any comments on that.
Well, we're at the solar maximum, so we're going to have sunspots. The reality is that the sun is extremely weak. If you look at, say, for example, the spaceweather.com, which is the primary reporting arm of weather.com and the Rothschild Weather Information or Misinformation Network, I should say, they're trying to pump this up like it's a major issue, and the reality is that nothing's going on the sun. We're looking at solar activity that is weaker than the weakest solar minimums. That was the point I was going to make when the break hit, is I was talking about weather engineering. The other half of the equation is that nobody, including the military with all their spraying and satellite lasers and HARP, nobody creates weather. They simply move and modify and use trigger mechanisms to alter existing energy systems. So let's get that straight. Nobody creates weather. They modify weather with the existing with technologies. The other half of the equation is that the solar output is very askew. The visible part of the solar spectrum is low in energy from the average, but the UV is way up there, including going up into the X-rays. And now our upper atmosphere is supposed to block this, but it can no longer block it anymore, partially due to aerosol spraying that's affecting the ozone layer, and partially just due to the fact that the sun is blazing in ultraviolet light. And so the black body, the so-called equivalent black body spectrum of the sun, has shifted up into the ultraviolet, whereas the visible part of the spectrum has dropped down. And the visible part is what comes in and actually heats us up. The UV is a burning type of light, and it's killing our forests. It has been for years. And so it's affecting the animal population. Am I still online?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The Pacific Ocean, the plankton is dying off, which is destroying the food cycle. And when the plankton isn't there, the rest of the food cycle is a matter of weeks until it's gone. And people are actually seeing this. The starfish up along the Oregon coast, a complete die-off. The species eradication that's going on today due to man-made causes is out of control. It's beyond out of control. So at any rate, these are major issues. Last week, a caller called in and asked me about weather modification. And what I was saying last week was that the major dominant factor here was just low solar energy. And at that time I comment also on the blocking of the moisture coming in off the Pacific Ocean to California. And obviously that's a water control issue. The two issues in California, the food, you mentioned that earlier in the program, the food that is grown in California, amounts to about 40% of the food in the United States comes from California. And it depends on water, and they don't have the water. So obviously there are going to be people that are going, oh, we got to drain Lake Superior, or we got to move other water, when we have a water management problem. And that's what my ebook Water is all about. This is about water control. This is human manipulated. And to put the pressure on California and one of the largest population areas in the country, from Oakland down to L.A. and San Diego, what they're doing is they're going to control water, the price of water, and that'll allow them to control water every place else. And what we should be doing is we're going to have a tremendous runoff this year with the snowmelt. And why this has never been done before is due to ineptness of government and lack of scientific
input from the scientists who just sit in their offices and pick their noses today and just repeat what they're told to repeat. We should be moving the snowmelt off into California, into Arizona, into southwest Texas, into New Mexico. I mean, that could be a very green area. All of this snowmelt is just going to go down the river systems, the Missouri River, the Mississippi River, and the other tributaries that go into the Mississippi and just dump into the Gulf of Mexico. Tremendous waste of resources. The most important thing we have, water. It's dry in California. We have excess water up in the upper states, and it's what's being done to block the water from coming into California. Let's look at it another way. We could be using geoengineering to benefit California and bring in the appropriate amount of water so all winter long they had a good supply of water, the crops would be growing. This is what should be done, and look at the insanity that's going on. We have to get rid of the people in charge of this planet, all the way from the little middle managers like Obama and the Clintons and the Bushes, all the way up to the people that pull the puppet strings at the top, the bankers, the Rothschild banking, international bankers, the CIA, the NSA, the military, which has been taken over. This is a mess, and we've given the power that has been given to protect us is being used to destroy us, literally.
Jim, going back to the ultraviolet, I've noticed commercial nurseries in my area here in central Missouri are suspending 8 feet above their fruits and vegetables that they grow a fabric to filter out the ultraviolet. Because it's so intense, it will literally kill the plants that are attempting to grow.
Yeah, it's killing everything. And there's a natural mechanism in the upper atmosphere that creates ozone. Ozone is created because of ultraviolet light, and then it blocks it. And it's a short-lived molecule. Like after a rainstorm, when you have lightning, you smell that kind of electrical smell. That's ozone. It's a poisonous gas. And it results from electrical activity or high energy activity. But the UVC, which is the almost up to X-ray level ultraviolet light, is so intense that it's just blasting through. I mean, it's just coming through. So not only do we have a weakened ozone layer, but the sun is out of whack. So and the sun is very weak electrically. When we saw Comet Ison coming in, I made a number of predictions, and I said one of the qualifications was, I mean, we have to see what's going to happen because it's going to be during solar maximum. But the solar maximum was so weak electrically that the comets did perform, but not like they could have. So at any rate, there's a lot of things out of whack. There is a weather modification going on to control water, to control food, and I don't know how to get inside these military bases, but clearly the one reason I put up, one of the links that I put up this week, is a woman who was in the Air Force, and her job was like the EPA, and what they were doing was demanding that she pass these chemicals without authorization.
Right, right. Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attire.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the Wednesday, the 5th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Springtime's coming. If you're going to be starting seedlings, you may want an energy cleaner to expose those seedlings to the energy cleaner signal. You'll get growth twice as fast as you would otherwise with the energy cleaner. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKenney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. The short version of his website is using the military phonetic alphabet. Here it is, Juno, Mike, Charlie, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India.com. Jim, we got a regular caller here. I would love to see the two of you in a room for a couple of hours talking. Mr. Steve O'Neill. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. this issue of the sun actually changing its output is, of course, a first order matter. One thing that is a little bit anomalous is that if we actually have a cooling of the sun, we of course would expect the spectrum to drop. In other words, we would not see a shift up into the UV. That would occur normally. Of course, in a natural black body radiation situation, which, of course, the sun really isn't, but something's going on, and it's causing the sun to actually cool, but yet its spectrum to harden. Really, the question really is this intrinsic or extrinsic? And what I wonder is, could there be a gradual fluctuation in space ionic content that would interact with the sun? And maybe we're entering an area where there are fewer ions per cubic meter in the galaxy. I just wonder.
Do you have your response? Yes.
When I worked with the Russian scientist Alexei Dmitriev in the mid-1990s, he was the head atmospheric scientist at Novosibirsk, Russia, at the university, the national university there. They said that they actually measured the difference in the cosmic environment, in the galactic environment. And one of his main papers was that this was going to affect cooling in the solar environment. And I don't know all of the factors that went into that. They're the ones that did the measurement proving that the solar fusion is at the surface, like I had said. It's in my weather book. That experiment is explained, so I won't go over that here. But clearly the sun, let me just give a quick statement here. If you calculate the mass of the sun and you calculate simply the light output, this is not including solar wind, which is a big mass loss for the sun, but if you calculate the mass loss of the sun due to E equals mc squared, the mass conversion, and then turning it into energy, and then that's leaving the surface of the sun at a supposedly a black body, which it really isn't, but something of that nature, there's not enough mass in the sun to support it for 4.5 billion years, like standard science says. So clearly, there's an interactive aspect to the sun of which we do not know everything right now. NASA was given an edict to go up and measure the solar output, and that's exactly what we need, and they did it. All the instrumentation was for long-term change because they assumed that the sun was long-term stable, and it's not stable over milliseconds, let alone seconds or minutes or months or years, let alone millions of years. The sun is very volatile, and the sunspots are an example of that. In local regions of the sun get hotter, and down deep, there's a tremendous amount of volatile activity going on, which is constantly changing. So that the sun would change doesn't surprise me at all. The fact is we've just assumed and we've been taught that everything is hunky-dory, the Carl Sagan attitude that billions of years are going to go by and the sun is going to be exactly the same is simply wrong. This image that NASA has presented is, I mean, there's no other term to use other than wrong. And so that's what the public has been going on. To me, the solar change is what it does. It's a dynamic star. Last week on my program, my radio show, I talked about solar supernovas. The majority of nova stars, after the nova occurs and they go back to the star charts and look at the spectrum and the conditions of the stars, they're typically very standard stars, just like our own. Something causes them to go bluey and blow up all of a sudden. So I talked about that on my show last week, but changing solar conditions is normal. That we've had a few thousand years of fairly stable weather is rather remarkable.
Interestingly, the universe is not flat either. The interesting thing is that it would appear that when there is a larger flux density of ions, that the sun then interacts with it. Of course, this is going to be fluid dynamically nonlinear. And I suspect what's going on is that when the thermonuclear reactions occur, when the flare-ups occur, that we have a discharge of a significant amount of material in space around the sun that cools, and what it really does is help shield us from the UV. And that when the sun goes into a more quiescent state, ironically, it's paradoxical, but we actually begin to we become less shielded from the fundamental spectrum that it approaches. Maurice Cottrell and Adrian Gilbert, when they wrote the book, The Mayan Prophecies, there may be issues with that book generally, but there was a chart that describes the correlation between sunspot activity and civilization rise and fall over several thousand years, and it's a very close correlation. The sunspot activity, ironically, when it was high, represented rise and peaking of civilizations, and when it dropped, you saw civilizations collapse, like the Greeks, the Romans. We're at a peak now and turning over. Interesting stuff, I should think.
Yeah, the issue of our environments, and that's a lot of people assume that things are going to go on the same, and that's because standard science teaches that. The atheist science that is driven down the throats of the public tries to placate the public, just like a lot of religions. Oh, everything is swell. Just go home. You feel good. You know, everything. Be happy. You know, but just keep sending your checks and money orders. That's the type of attitude. You know, and science is. You know, if you look at global warming, they talk about issues, but, oh, they're 50 years away. Don't, you know, you don't have to worry about it now. And we're getting to the point where, you know, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of dynamics going on, and standard science is not talking about them. The whole role of weather.com, spaceweather.com, of all of these other places is to make it sound like, you know, we're just normal. Spaceweather.com is trying to pretend like we're in a solar maximum and the sun is really booming out there. No, the sun is lower energy than the lowest solar minimum that we've experienced. We had 2 years, over 600 and some days, with no sunspots at all. And I mean, I watched them, but if you look at all the data on spaceweather.com regarding space, about sunspot activity, they have a nice graph in there showing a daily sunspot count. It's lies. They are printing lies.
Gentlemen, we're almost out of time. Steve, call me later today. Jim, what's going to be on your radio show tomorrow evening, real quick?
Well, I'll be talking about alternative energy. I'll be talking about the chemical engineering of the atmosphere. I'll be talking about volcanoes. And also about education. I'll be talking about what the Germans have learned about wind generation,
okay.
Only 2% return on their investment.
Well, okay, that's going to be a lot to cover. Jim, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, okay, well, we ran out of time here. We had a caller on hold. We'll continue this next week with Professor McCanny. You all be safe out there. Get your energy cleaner, your medical supplies now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a fun, productive day, and God bless America.